Om Shanti. 28th November 2019. Essence. Sweet children, Shiva Baba has come to make all your treasure stores completely full. It is said, when your treasure stores are full, all sorrow is removed. Sweet children, Shiva Baba has come to make all your treasure stores completely full. It is said, when your treasure stores are full, all sorrow, Kalkantak, is removed. All sorrow is removed. Baba doesn't talk about the gross riches. He talks about the subtle riches. He talks about the subtle abundance. He talks about the subtle treasure stores. So these treasures, whatever he has given us, when we are full of them, completely full of them, then all the sorrows, Kalkantak, they run away. The sorrows take to their heels. And these treasures are spiritual treasures. These treasures are very subtle treasures. These treasures are invisible treasures. And these treasures have to be kept in the intellect. And the way to become a rich person in the spiritual life is to make the intellect, the container of the intellect, extremely pure. Unless and until the intellect becomes pure, the deep and the philosophical things of spirituality cannot be caught, cannot be understood, cannot be inculcated. So this intellect has to become extremely pure. No dirt, no filth of this world should enter this intellect. When such a thing happens, the pure intellect would catch the knowledge, and the knowledge would materialize into practice. Otherwise, spirituality stays a far cry. So Baba says, fill yourself with the treasures of knowledge. Fill yourself with all the treasures and all the sorrow, all the suffering, all the misery, all the pangs, all the worldly afflictions, the anguish, the anxiety, the fear would be gone. What is so much in these treasures that once the treasures come, we become happy? If we analyze the causes of sorrow, we will come to the ultimate conclusion that it is the body consciousness which is ultimately responsible for all the sorrows of the world. Because from body consciousness springs the vices. And these vices, they make the mind very much restless. For example, take the vice of attachment. Person A and person B are very much attached to each other. Their attachment is so strong that if anything happens to B, A is restless. If anything happens to A, the B is restless. The deeper the attachment, the more the sorrow, the more the restlessness, the more the anguish. If B deceives A, the sorrow is all the more. If A doesn't fulfill the expectations of B, B is all the more sorrowful. So there is a constant love and hate relationship going on. So just taking an example, one vice attachment, how restless it makes the man, how passionate the human being becomes, how intensely a person suffers. So just an attachment if you see. The similar manner, lust. In the similar manner, greed. That keeps him all the time dissatisfied, discontent. A wild goose chase for something new. In this world of cutthroat competition, ego, the satisfaction of the ego makes man mad. But the ego remains unsatisfied. But it makes the human being run to go from one place to another, to seek one thing after another, and yet it remains absolutely distraught. So ego keeps the man away from sorrow. So also greed, so also lust, so also attachment, so also anger. Anger is a stage of madness, transient madness. If suppose person gets angry and he comes home and he is shown the picture. Just 10 minutes back he was angry. He was shown that video. Probably he will say, "Is that me? I don't think so." He will say, "Is it me? Did I behave like that? This is not my nature." Because when somebody is angry, he's not in his senses. It is the state of transient senselessness. It is the stage of momentary madness. It is a stage of transitory insanity. So, all the vices, for example, jealousy, envy. Somebody is going ahead of me. I feel envious. I feel jealous. And that keeps me restless. It never calms the mind. Or, one has the habit of gossip mongering. What is happening where? What is happening in somebody's life? So one becomes extremely extrovert and one is always anxious to share the tasty news with somebody. You cannot keep highly spicy news with yourself. You want to share with somebody and you are always in search of person who will come and with whom you will share. So gossips keep one restless. So all the vices for that matter, they keep you restless. The mind becomes restive. It is not calm even for a moment. And because of restlessness springs sorrow. Because we go away from our real nature. And our real nature is peace. Some people are restless because of work, seva, service, duty, actions, deeds, whatever you call it. There should be some moment, some period of our day where we are not reading anything. Where we are not trying to remember Murli. Where we are not churning knowledge. There should be some period where we are not reading any knowledge. Where we are not sitting and doing yoga. We are just what we are. Practicing knowledge. For example, at least I will say 1 hour. Of the day, one should try to experience. Just 1 hour experience session every day. What does it mean? Just one point of knowledge. I am a peaceful soul. I am a peaceful soul. Just take this one point and practice this one point of knowledge for 1 hour. We are not reading anything. We are not trying to gain new knowledge, gain new words. We are not trying to gather some information. We are not trying to listen to any class. Sometimes listening class also is an obstruction in intense effort. Listening songs, listening class, reading books, keep everything aside for some time and do only one thing, that is experiential session, experiencing the knowledge, experiencing those points which we already know. And this process has to be done in the company of nature. Just go and sit anywhere and practice only one point. I am a peaceful soul. That's it. I'm not telling to repeat it. I'm not telling keep on repeating, I am soul, I am soul, I am peaceful soul. No. Experiencing the peace. I am peaceful. Forget even soul. Forget even peaceful. I am peace. I am peace. I am radiating peace everywhere. See everything as peaceful. The mountains are peaceful. The sky is peaceful. The birds are peaceful. The earth is peaceful. The planet, the stars, the moon, the earth. Everything is peace. Just practicing experience. This is 1 hour of this. Could be even more stronger than yoga. Churning of knowledge, listening class, listening Murli or listening anything. Because in all these efforts, you are taking something from outside. Here, you are not taking anything from outside. You are creating something from within. Or another thought, I am pure soul. I am pure soul. Purity is my nature. Just one thought. Purity is my religion. Just one thought. Not even the modification of the sentence. Just one sentence. I am the embodiment of purity. Just take this one thought. Stay with this thought for 1 hour or more. I am not even saying that I am soul. Just I am the embodiment of purity. Automatically, the stage will become soul conscious. And just as, because of body consciousness, vices have arisen, in the similar manner, from soul consciousness, all the virtues will rise. Whatever has risen here, has because of soul body consciousness. So here, all the divine virtues will come. Yesterday's Murli Baba had said, from copper age, you became uncivilized, asabhya, with vices, without any virtues of gun. So I am not saying that I am full of virtues or I am civilized. I am just saying I am pure soul. That's it. And all the things about purity, all the things related to purity will come to me. So Baba said, when the treasure stores are full, Kalkantak, the sorrow, the suffering, the misery, the demons would run away. And the first treasure is the treasure of Jnana. And what is Jnana actually? Is it to fill just new information every day? Probably not. It is to become the embodiment of the knowledge. Gyan means understanding. Gyan means imbibition. Gyan means inculcation. Gyan means to become embodiment. Gyan means to experience. There is a lot of gyan, but there is no experience. It is futile. Gyan means to experience it. Just one line of it. Just one small sentence of it. That's it. Too much information causes restlessness. Too much gyan makes one peaceless. So it's better that you take any one point from Murli. For example, if you take today's Sakar Murli, Baba said you are a student. You are sitting in the classroom. You student should have in your intellect this study. So just take these 3 points. Student, study, classroom. That's it. Now go in the nature and imagine this whole universe is a classroom. I am the student and the study is written on the sky. Create a big picture and I am the student. And now think about it. Student life is the best life. Student should have teacher in the intellect. Student should focus only on the study. Student should not waste time. So I am that student. Student should not get involved in extracurricular activities too much. And student should not fall in love with the classmates. Otherwise, what happens? Otherwise, concentration is gone. All the time, thinking whether she has come or not come. And why she has not come. The brilliant of the students, there is a decline in the graph of their studies when they fall in love. When I say fall in love means worldly love. That's why one school of thought says, girls' school should be different, boys' school should be different. They are very much focused. But the moment till 10th standard, the moment they enter 12th standards, and when there is a combined school, when girls and boys are together, and they interact with each other, and they do not believe in conservative lifestyle, and they believe in liberal lifestyle. But in the name of liberalism, lot of vices are created, and they fall in vices here. So, that's just one point of chintan, journey from today's Murli. We are student, this is classroom, and one must focus on study. That's it. Churn this. So the first treasure is the treasure of gyan. So gyan means visualization. Gyan means embodiment. Gyan means inculcation. Gyan means understanding. Gyan means transformation. Gyan should transform. Otherwise it's no gyan. It's mere an information that has added. That's just one feather to our already feathered cap. That's it. Worldly wise, you will earn more respect. But internally, there would be vacuum. Because this gyan has not helped one to transform. So first treasure is gyan, second treasure is virtues, third treasure is powers. Everybody has heard about powers, but have you become powerful? In today's Murli, there is one statement. Baba said, you have to tolerate a lot. So this tolerance power, has it become power? Or it's just information? Then next treasure is the treasure of happiness, treasure of blessings, treasure of purity, treasure of thought. Thought is a treasure. Our sthiti depends on the type of quality of thoughts we have throughout the day. If the thoughts are fluctuating, if the thoughts are not stable, the sthiti cannot be stable, the stage cannot be stable. If you want to have immovable, unflinching, stable stage, all depends upon the quality of thoughts, purity of thoughts. The next treasure is the elevated actions. Other treasure is time. Identify time killers. Do I kill time? If I kill time, time will kill me one day. So identify time wasters, time killers, time robbers, time thieves, time snatchers. Is it a person? Relationship? Is it a thing? Some facility? Is it some habit? Is it some sanskar? Is it some digital device? What? Identify the time killers and remove them. How best I can use my time? There should be a very good time management. How best I can use my time. So these are all the nine treasures. Gyan, virtues, powers, happiness, purity, blessings, elevated actions, happiness, time. So these are the nine treasures. There are many, but nine are main. So when the bhandara, when the treasure trove, when the riches, when the abundance of this spiritual treasure is full, kalkantak, the sorrow, the suffering is removed. Om Shanti.